Halloween, I was thinking about this on the drive home. It's 2025. Robert, do you remember Halloween 1985? Do you have any memories?
I don't remember Halloween 1985 any more than Paul Stanley remembers that conversation with someone in 87. I'm trying to remember. I know that we were in Virginia.
Yeah.
In 1985, but I couldn't tell you who we dressed up as, and I don't remember any of the neighbors that we trick-or-treated to.
let me get your thoughts on this. So my memories of Halloween as a kid was you didn't wear the costume prior to Halloween. That was on October 31st. That's when you put that thing on. I mean, you may have tried it at the store or something, but there weren't all these lead-up events and trunk-or-treats and fall festivals and stuff. Robert, with the configuration at your house, I know that your kids are grown, but do you, Nancy, do you go to these fall festivals and all these pumpkin patches and all of October stuff? And is it, do you do this? Do you have to do this stuff like I do?
No, because we don't have little kids.
I mean, when they don't were have little, to, but
when they were little, that may have been the tail end of classic trick or treating. This was the mid 2000s. I remember we went to a neighborhood my friend lived in, and they had a whole trick or treat thing. I mean, you're going to everybody's houses, but there were so many kids and so many parents. It wasn't a trunk or treat, so we did that, and then we would just we'd take them around the neighborhood. You know, if we weren't going to the other neighborhood. We did a haunted house this year, and I used to take my son to the haunted houses every year, you know, years ago. But I don't have to do all that stuff you do.
Robert, are you a fan of going into a haunted house or something, and you either can't see something or you put the blindfold on and they have you stick your hands into this mystery bucket and, you know, what is this? Is this entrails or is this fettuccine or like, have you done some of that and what are your thoughts?
I haven't done that in 40 years and I don't know that I want to do that again. I don't even know that the haunted houses do that shit.
Or do you have in your yard or around the house, the way you guys decorate, are there any severed digits or limbs that you have on display, or do you guys get gory in the yard, or is it pretty, you know, pretty reasonable?
I would say it's pretty reasonable. We do have some severed limbs up in the backyard that we set up for this party we got to have on Saturday. Now in the front yard, we have a graveyard, and then when it quits raining, we're going to put up a Baphomet who looks like a big grim reaper, and then this 9-foot skeleton demon playing a violin on a gravestone.
Nice.
So that would be kind of cool. And we're going to put up some spider webs. But for the most part, yeah, I'd say it's probably PG-13.
Do you know if they make, like if you've got a graveyard set up, can you get like a zombie arm that's coming, looks like it's coming out of the ground and it's protruding from the soil?
Yeah, you can buy that stuff.
That's kind of the direction I would like to take because I really haven't done a lot of decorations. I mean, Natalie put some stuff out, but if I'm going to do this, there's only one way, and then we're going to go pretty, we're going to push the boundaries.
Do it.
Because there's some yards that are scary, but then there's like this line that you just don't cross in a neighborhood because there might be little kids or whatever, but I kind of want to almost cross it.
Just go up to the line.
Maybe like have, maybe not on trash day, but one of those off days, just have something that looks like a body bag that's hanging out of your toter. or be dragging something out of your house that looks like it's got blood, like a big black garbage bag.
Yeah.
And just kind of do that routine in the mornings when you know people are going for their walk and stuff like that. Maybe, I don't know, getting a little carried away, but how about we talk about movies, I think we do each year. This Friday, do you already know, all right, this is what I want to watch, this is the order, or is it pick it when the day comes?
This Friday I do, but the whole season has been kind of just pick it as the day comes. I was waiting to play more of the classic movies towards the end. So this Friday, we're going to do Halloween, Halloween 2, and Creepshow. But this whole season started off with House of a Thousand Corpses, classic Rob Zombie movie. Nancy watched A Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time. I'd never seen it. And then so we skipped part two and went to part three because that's more of a direct sequel. We watched Dr. Giggles, and we watched Friday the 13th and The Lost Boys and Fright Night and Psycho. So it's been a lot of fun. We've set up a TV down in the backyard by the pool, had a couple horror fests. So it's been a lot of fun. And come November 1st, it'll be time for Thanksgiving horror and then Christmas horror. And then it just keeps going on and on and on.
That's right. I remember you saying that last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So get ready for Thanksgiving horror. We'll watch the movie Thanksgiving. We'll probably watch Blood Rage. And go into Christmas, which, you know, that's Christmas has almost as many horror movies as Halloween does.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun. So definitely watching Halloween, Halloween 2, and Creepshow on Friday. And then I may throw a couple more in there, you know, randomly. We'll see. But it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've talked in the past about, you know, you and Nancy are going on, what, 18 years, 19 of you've been together for 21 years?
We'll be together 21 years on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
We've been married 18 years this past April.
That's just amazing, Robert.
Yeah.
Any secrets to the success, the longevity? You still enjoy each other's company, I imagine.
Yeah, you got to enjoy each other's company. You got to, you know, you just got to be there for each other. You know, you and your wife are a team, and you got to be a team, and you got to make time for each other. That's very important, and just keep each other up when things get hard, and embrace and celebrate when things are easy. But just remember, you're a team. You got to do the hard stuff, and you'll enjoy the rewards of it.
How successful have you been on those times where you disagree about something and Nancy's, she's just not hearing any more of it. And you're thinking, man, what did I say? Can I rewind? What's going on here? And you just start chasing her around the house and you say, hey, wait, honey, but listen, I didn't mean it like that. And she's walking in the kitchen. She's walking in the other room. She won't let you catch up with her. She won't. And have you ever had situations like that and you're thinking, oh man, I am just digging myself a deeper hole and I just need to go sit on the sidelines for a little bit? Or do you guys do all right in that department?
We do all right. It's happened, obviously. I think it happens to every married couple.
Robert, have you ever gone up with the hands up in the air and say, wait, I can explain. I can explain everything.
No. I haven't done that yet. I know what that usually means and what happened before that happened. So, no, that hasn't happened.
Let me explain.
Yeah, it's not what it looks like. So, thankfully, that has never happened.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Recommendations for people listening? Music that you're listening to, or just how about some new threads that you got? Some new shirts that I haven't seen.
I don't have any new shirts.
That kiss. Well, I take that one that you had.
I've actually had that for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I got a new shirt for the movie Terrifier 3.
Nice.
I got a shirt for the movie Trick or Treat, which is definitely a recommendation. But No, and then on the music department, on the music, I'm listening to the same shit that I was listening to last year. There's just nothing new is really grabbed my attention.
Really? So you don't like K-pop or some of that stuff?
No, I've tried to be fair and listen to it and see what all the hype's about, and no, couldn't do it. Like Bob Seger once said, today's music ain't got the same soul. You know?
Yeah. I actually want to get a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
With that in quotes and then a little dash, Bob Seger.
There you go.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to rattle off a couple of some, I guess, B-list horror films and tell me if you've heard of them. Microwave Massacre.
As a matter of fact, I have the DVD. It's not a very good movie.
Uncle Sam.
Yes, I have that DVD also. That one is pretty good. It's dumb as shit, but it's good. Good 4th of July horror.
The Incredible Melting Man.
I don't have that one, but I've heard of it. It reminds me of, is it like that movie? Have you ever heard of Monsturd?
No.
That's this giant turd that comes out of a toilet and kills people.
How about... What about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Psycho turkeys at their best. I'm reading this off of Reddit. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah, I've heard it and I've seen it, but it's been like, I haven't seen Killer Clowns probably since maybe a year or two after it came out. And that was in the late 80s.
I wish I was at your house on Halloween. Maybe one of these years we'd get the kids up there. And do you already have everything set up the way you like it? And
just about. We got a few finishing touches to do for this this party on Saturday, but for the most part, we got the decorations up finally, and it's looking good.
Well, we've covered a lot, and I maybe had some more topics in mind, but you know, we're about the hour mark, and this has just been really, when I asked you to do it, and you said, sure, let's do it, and then I started thinking, oh man, I got to find time. Is this really going to happen? I haven't done this in 2 months. Is it going to be a mess? Which maybe it has been, but it's been a lot of fun, Robert.
Oh yeah, it's been a blast.
I miss doing the podcast. I certainly do, but it's just a lot that goes into making it the way I want it to be, and I just can't do it right now. So, but
totally
folks,
understand.
You've gotten some content now, and if this is your introduction to the show, you got a lot more episodes to check out, and I won't forget about you guys. There will be. We got holidays coming up. Maybe we'll do a Thanksgiving episode, a Christmas episode. We usually do a holiday one. It may not always be me and Robert, but maybe it will be. Because, you know, other people I have to ask and then wait to see if they respond. If they do, then our schedules have to align. But it's fun talking to my brother. Thanks for doing this, Robert. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. This was a real treat. I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's it for this episode, and I appreciate you listening, and I am on social media, kind of have to be, I guess you don't have to be, but I do have an Instagram account, there's barely a Facebook one, but there is one that exists, there's stuff out there, but I'm trying not to spend a lot of time on those platforms, it's just kind of a waste of time. There's some fun stuff, but I'm not going to be generating a lot of content. I am all for long form, even if it means that nothing will ever happen with Dan Time Podcast. I don't care. I'm not going to be doing these short clips to just satisfy people for a moment or two and see if I can get a million likes. I just don't care. I like this. This is what I want to do, so this is it. You guys enjoy yourself on Halloween. Be safe out there. Have fun. Do something different. Decorate your yard a little bit crazier, or not crazy, but just do your own thing. that's the idea. Wouldn't you agree, Robert, in life in general, just don't be a follower.
Absolutely. Do your own thing. And if you're going to do it, go balls out.
That's it. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. Thank you, Robert.
Absolutely. Thank you.